So I've spent the last few years learning from the best salesmen, marketers, and entrepreneurs. And after starting from scratch, I'm putting my knowledge to the test as I grow my income using only the best strategies I now call BDSM, Billion Dollar Sales and Marketing. Join me and follow along as I share the top growth secrets I learn as we grow our startup, invest in real estate, and change the world. My name is Austin Wolf, and you're listening to BDSM Radio. What's up, BDSM Nation? So today I'm shooting ads with the dad for Launch Medical. It's going to be pretty funny. We're going to the gym. The gym's crazy. It's fucking awesome. It's very eye-catching. In fact, I'm kind of jealous. I wish I could work out at that gym. Anyway, so today I'm talking about my copywriting strategy. My copywriting strategy. How to copyright anything, right? So this is just my strategy. This is what works for me. I have yet to teach this to other people. I mean, I've just learned it from, you know, all the greats, and then I've just applied it. So, I mean, if you really want to learn the true deep strategies, you know, Jim Edwards, Gary Halbert, go read Copywriting Secrets, go study Jim Halbert, and study all the sales letters you've ever read that have actually gotten you to buy. That's how I learned how to copyright the most, actually, was that. That's how I learned email sequences. That's how I learned about sales letters, stuff like that. You know, and then everyone else is really, really great at that stuff too. But anyway, I'm talking about my copywriting strategy. So what I've done is I've recently taken a job as a freelance copywriter in addition to everything I'm doing, only because I want to pump some money into my other business, my other brand. I could do it for free organically, but, you know, I kind of don't have the time to do that just because, you know, the rocket's basically taking up my entire life. And so what I wanted to do was kind of just fast track it and get some money to go ahead and, organic's great, but if you use paid ads, you cut your time down to nothing, right? If you can spend enough money, right? So, it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, none of your money's your money. It's all someone else's money that they gave you to provide a service, right? And now you're going to use that person's money to go give it to someone else for something you need, right? So I'm taking other people's money, right, that I earned as a freelance copywriter. I'm taking that money, and I'm going to go and pump it into paid ads for my own brand, my own, I guess I would call it a side hustle, because it's not really a business yet. It's not a business until it's making me money, right? Right now it's a side hustle until it's making me money. But anyway, I wanted to get some money, some side money just for my brand. So I'm not using any of my money that I'm earning from Launch Medical. I'm doing this all on my own as a copywriting brand. So I'm working as a copywriter for this one company, and I'm not sure how much I can actually share about it, but two of the sharks from Shark Tank happily gave video testimonials about this company. I don't know if they actually work with the company, but this company helps. I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, before I work for you, what's your guys' mission? Like, I like to be aligned with the company's mission, whoever I'm working for. That I like to be in the same mindset as the actual company itself. It helps me. I mean, I think everyone should be aligned with the company's mission. You know, I just think, yeah, that's business. Like, if you're not doing that, you know, if you're not aligned with the company's mission, you're not working for that company, right? You're working for you. You're not going to last long at that company, right? So I asked the guy, I'm like, what's the mission of the company? He's like, we help entrepreneurs bring ideas to life. And what they do is they help entrepreneurs crowdfund on Kickstarter. That's it. That's all it is. They market the shit out of the product on Kickstarter and get them funded, right? Get that seed money. And that's why the sharks from Shark Tank actually really like this, because they're like, hey, you know, if you're not taking on venture capital, they're like, the next best way is to, you know, actually test your product or offer in the marketplace and get money that way through pre-orders or crowdfunding. I like pre-orders better because the person that's buying, they're not just donating to you. They're actually getting something in return for it. That's how the economy should be run, right? You're not a charity. You're a business. So my job is to just write email sequences for every one of their clients. So they bring on a client. It's a completely different niche, completely different industry, completely different offer. And I got to write email sequences persuading people to click on the link, right? And that's it. It's pretty easy peasy, right? It's super simple. But, you know, I wrote the first email sequence, and it was fucking killer. And I was like, and then I wrote the second email sequence, and I'm like, huh, I'm actually saying a lot of the same thing, because each email has a specific intention, right? Like, one of the emails is like, oh, the campaign is halfway over, click here to blah, blah, blah. Oh, the campaign is ending in 48 days. Kickstarter is going to shut off the It's going to shut off your early bird perks. You better blah, blah, blah. Click now. Right. So it's a lot of the same thing. It's a lot of the call to actions are basically the same. They're click here. Right. And you know, the intention behind them is a little bit different, but, each email sequence that I'm writing was the same. Right. So I was like, huh? Okay. So I literally just created a template. I created a template with like brackets. I just created it in Google Docs. This is super, super cheap, right? So I just created the template. So I made brackets. So for example, what I do, and I'll just kind of backtrack. What I do is whenever I get the new project from the new company, I try to learn everything that I can about it. But I'm going to be honest, I don't spend more than 20 minutes researching the company. That's all I need, actually. Just because the project is so short, I only need that 20 minutes of research. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I'm laser focused on what I can use for copywriting, right? I'm laser focused on I'm getting arrows for my bow. I'm getting ammo for my machine gun, right? I'm just collecting ammo when I'm doing my research. So I can do it in a relatively short amount of time, right? I'm just collecting ammo. What kind of ammo is that? Well, I'll tell you. So basically what I do is, the company I work for has already done some research on the company itself. And these guys are marketers, right? The entrepreneurs are not marketers. The entrepreneurs that they're helping are kind of terrible at their, you know, marketing, right? They're entrepreneurs, but they're not marketers, right? They kind of suck. So, I remember asking the dude, because here's the thing about marketing. Like, you want to talk to one person in your sales message. Your sales message should only talk to one person. If you want to talk to a different kind of person, you need a different kind of sales message. So I asked the guy, I called the CEO of the company. I was like, hey, I was kind of confused. I was like, how do you want me to write this? I mean, the client wants to speak to six different audiences, you know, but it's only really good for one. And he's like, yeah, I know. They're terrible marketers. So we're kind of meeting them halfway and, you know, really speak to one audience, but try to include all the other ones, right? So I was like, okay, fine. And so that's kind of what I've been doing is I write the copy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's still bad marketing. But, you know, the client's paying you money and they don't understand marketing. That's on them, right? If you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to this, and you don't understand marketing, shame on you. Yeah, your product's probably going to fail. I mean, half of these products are probably going to fail only because they don't have a good marketing strategy. They're going to have to hire someone or give some of their business away to a brilliant marketer because these products weren't really made with, I mean, some of, okay, ending my rant. But basically, okay, so you got to make the client happy, but you also have to make it actually good copywriting, right? So now I found a nice halfway where I'm really writing to one person, this one target audience, and then I'll include sprinkles here and there of other people that can use this in a strategic way. That way the client is happy and it also doesn't fuck with the DR conversions, right? Because ultimately if the client isn't happy, then the company I'm working for doesn't make any money, right? Even though they want to make the client money. It's a strange balance because, you know, they're having to also educate these entrepreneurs on, you know, basic marketing strategies. It's kind of silly, right? So bad marketers suck. I'm sorry. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to learn marketing. Anyway, so what I do is I have a set. I'm laser focused on the ammo that I actually need to go and write the copy, right? And the ammo I need is, number one, what's the red ocean? What's the red ocean that this new product is stemming from? Like, for example, Wonder Spray. It's a portable bidet. I think I'm pronouncing that right. A bidet is that thing that shoots water in the toilet up your butt to clean yourself, right? This Wonder Spray is a portable bidet. So you, like, keep it in your purse or, like, your bag. And then if you have, like, bad Thai food, you know, you just go into the bathroom and do your business, right? Very interesting. Very, you know, not as fun as the rockets write about, but still kind of interesting, right? And so what I'm doing, I'm like, okay, the red ocean is bidets, right? I mean, their red ocean really was toilet paper. And this one was hard because they're like, we're going to change the behavior of people to, you know, start using water under their butts, like all the Asian countries. And I'm like, oh my God, that's the most expensive thing you could ever do is market to change a behavior. It's so fucking expensive to do that. It's possible. The guy that, God, I think it's Claude Hopkins. He's the one that made brushing your teeth popular? Like, imagine a world where no one brushes their teeth because no one's ever heard of the fucking thing before. And then this one company comes out and they're like, hey, you know that yellow on your teeth? You can actually get rid of it if you use this stuff twice a day, every day, right? Kind of brilliant, right? And Claude Hopkins is like, how am I going to convince the entire world that they should start doing this new behavior that they've never done before in all of humanity, right? How do you start, how do you give humans a new habit? That is very, very fucking hard to do. But he did it because he ran a massive campaign. He's like, hey, you know that film on your teeth? You know that yellow on your teeth? You could actually get rid of it. You can make it white. And then it was very expensive to do. You don't want to do that if you don't have to, right? So anyway, this guy is out of his mind, in my opinion, by wanting to change the habits of all of America. But anyway, I did it anyway, right? And so I'm looking for, I'm like, okay, red ocean, toilet paper, right? He wasn't really going after the bidet industry, in my opinion. Kind of suicidal. He's going after the toilet paper industry. In fact, he should have gone after the bidet industry and say, hey, this is like a bidet, sold it to people that already use bidets but don't necessarily, you know, like the cost or like the bidet in their toilet, and say, hey, I know you like water in your butt already, but hey, I got a handheld version, right? It's cheaper, more affordable. That's what I would have done. But this guy really wanted to sell against toilet paper, so I was like, okay. So what I did was, and by the way, guys, I wish I could have marketed this guy's product, because I probably would have done a much better job than what he's positioning it as right now. And because he doesn't have a strong market positioning, he's probably going to fail as a company unless he changes along the way his market positioning. So market positioning is super important. And I'll talk about that later, probably in another episode. But the red ocean, I'm like, okay, what's the red ocean? Toilet paper. Okay, what's wrong with toilet paper? Well, it smears feces, fecal matter, and dirt all over your butt. Doesn't actually clean anything. Can cause UTIs if you're a woman. If you're a guy, I mean, chances are a lot less likely. And it's just rough. You know, it's not good for your butt skin. Like, it's just dirty. And it's really wasteful. And it costs a lot of money, right? So you're like, okay, what's wrong with this red ocean? What's everything that's wrong with it right now? With the intention of mine of introducing this new opportunity. What's the new opportunity? The portable bidet, right? Wonder Spray. Okay, great. So I got the red ocean. I got all the negatives about that red ocean. What's everything wrong with it? Okay, now, who's my dream customer? And I advise that you start with the dream customer first before you do all this. But I kind of do it a little backwards. It's just how I like to do things. So then I'm like, okay, who's my dream customer? Who am I speaking to? And I talk about the dream customer that has all of these problems. This is just a quicker way to do it. Because here's the thing. I'm not working with the dream customer personally, so I don't really care, right? I mean, if you're creating a business, you want to have a dream customer that you actually like, right? So you want to start with that end in mind. I start with a problem in mind first for these short-term clients. I mean, I'm working on these things like, you know, 2 hours a day. It's pretty short. And then I'm like, okay, who's the dream customer? Who am I actually talking to? And then I write out all the core benefits of this new opportunity, the product, right? And I kind of position it against all the negatives that I already wrote. So if I wrote three different negatives, I would write three different positives that stem from those negatives, right? So if the negative is, hey, you know, do you like rubbing fecal matter and dirt all over your butt? Oh, you don't? Well, this cool new thing called Wonder Spray can actually make your butt actually clean. Do you not like the rubbing of the toilet paper against your butt and causing scarring and rashing? Oh, wait, the bidet actually doesn't do any of that. In fact, your butt's actually much, much cleaner when you use this water. I'm probably going to name this episode How You Can Learn Copywriting from Butt Spray. Okay, there we go. What Butt Spray Teaches About Copywriting. I'll probably do something like that. It's kind of fun. And then once I have that, I have all my ammo now. I got my core problems, I got my dream customer, and I got the core benefits of this new product, right? I got my ammo. Now I just go in and fill in the blanks of my template. Hey, this bracket product can bracket benefit, without bracket negative, right? And so I'll do like a control F, find and replace all of the bracket product and just put the product's name in there. The category is the type of product it is. And so I got bracket. This is the new category that can benefit, right? Because all copywriting is just really a template. You take a template of something that was successful in the past and you apply it to your product service offer, right? That's it, guys. I'll talk more about it later. But hope you benefited from this. If you have any questions, leave a review and leave your question in the review. All right, talk later, guys.
Have you ever wanted to invest in real estate but never got started, or worse, bought a course and never used it? I believe most of us have never been taught the foundations you need for real estate investing and only get rich quick schemes and promises of no money down. I take pride in learning my foundations, and you should too. If you'd like to kickstart your cash flow and create a solid investing foundation to grow your empire, check out my free foundations training course at ajwrealestate.com. That's my initials, ajwrealestate.com.